Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Timely Global Tourism Resilience Day conference soon to begin. With only days remaining to the staging of the highly anticipated second Global Tourism Resilience Day conference, Minister of Tourism, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, believes the event is very timely. The conference will be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center on February 16 and 17 under the theme, Navigating the Future of Tourism Resilience. This significant event coincides with the first anniversary of the United Nations Declaration of February 17 as Global Tourism Resilience Day annually, a milestone achieved through Jamaica's successful lobbying efforts led by Minister Bartlett. Jamaica Tourism Minister Honorable Edmund Bartlett reiterated the timeliness of the conference. He stated, "We would have seen firsthand the far-reaching impact of rising sea levels just a few days ago along Jamaica's north coast as well as in other islands." Incidentally, the conference being in Montego Bay, which was also affected, provides a crucial opportunity to address issues related to climate change and resilience building in tourism. Now more than ever, we must unite to find sustainable solutions that safeguard our industry and destinations. The conference, a collaborative effort between the Ministry of Tourism, UN Tourism, formerly the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, and the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMC, promises 2 days of insightful discussions, engaging panels, and distinguished speakers. The conference kicks off with an opening ceremony featuring keynote speaker UN Tourism Secretary General H.E. Zurab Palalakashvili. Day one will see several engaging panel discussions, starting with a session on Building Tourism Digital Resilience. The panel will explore the changing landscape of the tourism sector in the digital age. Participants will include Senator the Honorable Dr. Dana Morris-Dixon, Minister without Portfolio in the Office of the Prime Minister with Responsibility for Skills and Digital Transformation, Natalia Bayona, UN Tourism Executive Director, Mr. Cordell Green, Executive Director, Broadcasting Commission of Jamaica, Dr. Luz Longsworth, Senior Corporate Director, Sandals Corporate University, Mr. Dushyant Savadia, Founder and CEO, Amber Group, Mr. Devin Bryan, Chief Information Officer, Carnival Corporation, as well as Mr. Eric Sutphin, Founder and CMSO of Zeal. eTurboNews.com. This will be followed by a stimulating conversation on building tourism infrastructure resilience. This session will focus on enhancing resilience in various tourism sectors. Speakers will include Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries and Mining, Honorable Floyd Green, Dr. Kerry Wallace, Executive Director, Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, Wade Mars, Executive Director, Tourism Product Development Company Limited, TPD Co., Professor Andrew Spencer, President, Caribbean Maritime University, CMU, Ms. Alicia Montalvo, Manager of Climate Action and Positive Biodiversity, CAF, Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean, and Mr. John Biles, Managing Partner at Chaka Caribbean Adventures. Additionally, there will be an insightful session on women in tourism resilience. This thought-provoking panel will highlight the vital role of women in building tourism resilience. Speakers will include Ms. Jennifer Griffith, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Ms. Gloria Fluxa, Vice Chair of the World Travel and Tourism Council, WTTC, and Chair of its Sustainability Committee, Ms. Sheila Johnson, Co-Founder of BET, CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts, Dr. Shakira Maxwell, Senior Research Fellow, Gender, Policy and Tourism Resilience Strategies, GTRCMC, and Dr. Lisa Indar, Director, Surveillance Disease Prevention and Control Division at the Caribbean Public Health Agency. The fourth and final panel discussion will focus on funding tourism resilience and will delve into international strategies for financing resilience building. Participants will include Minister Bartlett and his colleague Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. the Honorable Nigel Clark, Mrs. Nicola Madden-Gregg, President, Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, Mr. Oscar Avell, Country Representative, El Salvador and Northern Caribbean, CAF, Mr. Ibrahim Ayoub, Director, International Tourism and Investment Conference, Ms. Natalia Milenko, Lead Economist for the Caribbean, World Bank, and Honorable Kenneth Bryan, Minister of Tourism and Ports for the Cayman Islands and Chairman of the Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO. The second and final day will see the official observance of Global Tourism Resilience Day 2024, which will entail a keynote presentation from Prime Minister, the Most Honorable Andrew Holness, who will be joined by international speakers from Malaga, Spain, Kenya, and Saudi Arabia. This will be followed by a high-level ministerial roundtable with the UN Tourism Secretary General, Mr. Palalakashvili, and will include global representatives from the city of Malaga, Trinidad and Tobago, Belize, Brazil, Barbados, Burkina Faso, and Senegal. Ministers Bartlett and Bryan will also be among those adding valuable insights to the discussions. The conference concludes with the inaugural Global Tourism Resilience Awards Gala. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.